Hey, it's Donna Rudowitz, and so glad that you're here today. So you may be saying, Donna, all of this that you're teaching me about the subconscious mind sounds wonderful, but how exactly do I start? And one of the things I'm going to give you today is what I call one of my favorite strategies. I call it a strategy because that's exactly what it is. And it's a super, super simple strategy that you could begin to apply immediately as of today, and it will begin bringing to you and it will begin showing you how to unlock the power of your subconscious mind. So here's the prayer. And this is where you're going to want to put a hand over your heart, quiet your mind, and repeat this prayer over time, right? You're going to want to repeat it each day, and you're going to want to repeat it lovingly to your deeper mind. And here it is. Infinite intelligence of my subconscious mind, I ask you to reveal to me my true position in life and love. I know you do not make mistakes. I know your calling on my life is exactly where I'm supposed to be. I just do not know how to see it yet, and I'm calling you in to help me clear my path. I know the path for my fulfillment of joy, of love, of connection is there. I know you know the exact path of and the most efficient path of how for me to get there. And I ask you to show me the steps, show me my next step of where I need to go, what I need to be thinking, and the direction that I need to be moving in. Once you say that prayer, and you say it on a daily basis, multiple times throughout the day, this is where you're going to begin to employ what I call the power twins, which are faith and patience. It's having the faith, knowing that you can call in something you don't see. And it's having the patience to allow what it is you're calling in to show up. This is where you want to remain steadfast and do not waver. In the Bible, there was a prophet who was told to dig ditches to prepare for the rain. Now, the country was going through an extreme drought. Everybody thought he was crazy. But he knew he must dig the ditches for the rain. Sure enough, when the rain came, he had plenty of water. It's the same thing with us. You may be in an extreme drought. You may see no possible end to your suffering that you're going through or frustration. Begin to dig your ditches. Remain steadfast on what it is you want. Don't go talking to all your friends, looking for references. Don't go talking to your family, because you will talk to five people and get five different opinions. This is not about anybody else's opinion other than your own. They can't hear God in your heart. Equally, you can't hear God in theirs. Each one of us has our own unique calling here on earth, and we are the only ones that are able to tap into it. This is why the power of the subconscious mind is so incredibly important, because it bypasses the frontal lobe part of the brain and goes direct to the source, goes direct to the connection to God. And this is where our work at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond becomes so incredibly important, because we get rid of the junk that has been holding you back from you. We activate your soul again. You want to look at who you are and the gifts you were born with. And you want to look at how long has it been since those gifts have truly been expressed to the world? How long has it been since you've been keeping them to yourself? It's looking at, why was I born? What was it that I give to this world? And as I step into this highest version of myself, how would this benefit others in my life? We're not doing this work for others, I want to be clear. We're doing it for ourselves. But here's the real truth. This life is not about you, my friend. You were born as a piece of infinite intelligence in the human form, with gifts and treasures that are meant to be seeded on this earth. Now, the good news is, as you connect to your soul, as you connect to your purpose, as you connect to your passion, you do get to live heaven on earth. You do get to be peaceful. You do get to have love. You do get to call in your right partner. You do get to have the wealth you want, the job you want. You get to have all of it. But if you're the one who's trying to play general manager of the universe, you will come up with stumbling block after stumbling block after stumbling block. But when you go within and you ask your subconscious mind to show you the path to what it is you want, it will be a win every single time. You must quiet your squirrely brain and enter into a deeper mind. Letting go of all of that extra chatter, acknowledge it, let it go. Imagine the outcome you really desire. Now, for me, I'm going to give you an example of what I might say if I was calling in a life partner. Infinite intelligence within me, attract to me and bring me my perfect person, my perfect life partner. He is kind, caring, compassionate, loyal, emotionally available, has good friends and family, prioritizes me and my children, prospers in work, stable employment. And this person is sent to me by you, by Source, by Infinite Intelligence. And you can only bring me an exact match as you don't make any mistakes. I call him in where I see our families connecting. I see us doing holidays together. I see us celebrating about the table, looking at each other, saying we just can't believe how blessed and lucky we are. Here's a key point, my friends. What you are seeking is seeking you. And God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. You do not have to go out there and go on all these dating sites and all these things that don't feel comfortable for you, because when you are a perfect match for yourself, when you have come into a full alignment with your heart, your head, when you are living a life where you truly love yourself, he will come into your life. Your partner will come into your life. Did you know that success on the inside means success on the outside? Your external expression is a movie screen. What it is you have and what it is you're living is a direct reflection of what you believe on the inside. And there's something called the law of reciprocity. If you want love, you must be love. If you want joy, you must give joy. If you want peace, you must be peace. Did you know that I always let my clients at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond know their greatest treasure isn't in calling in a partner or living life at their highest potential? Those are all outcomes that we go for, but their greatest treasure is peace of mind. Because with peace of mind, you could have anything. It's very similar to health in a body. If you don't have health, it's very difficult for you to enjoy life. You can, and you'll find ways, but it's difficult. Same thing. When you do not have peace of mind, the enemy is coming in and stealing from you on a day-to-day basis. When you have peace of mind, the body is still, the mind is quiet. When the body is still and the mind is quiet, it must obey you. And this is where you, when you're going through a challenge or you're going through a struggle, you return or you ask your subconscious mind to come in and help you. So you may say something like, I now turn this, insert your problem, to my subconscious mind. It knows exactly my next step. It knows exactly what needs to happen to clear it. And I thank you, subconscious mind, that it is already done. Your subconscious mind will always answer you if you trust it. And it's also about stepping back from exactly how it's coming to you and the time frame. I wasn't born with patience. I've learned how to employ patience, because what I know about the subconscious mind, infinite intelligence, and source is that you will get your answer, but not in our timing, in divine timing. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I was walking my dogs the other day, and my dogs are becoming increasingly needy. And if you know, you know. They just want a lot of my attention. And I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if I had a tennis ball that I could throw? But I didn't have one, and the walk ended and didn't find a tennis ball. 4 days, the next 4 days though, each day, wherever we went, we found a tennis ball. I didn't bring one. I didn't buy any. We found it on the beach. There was a person who gave us one of theirs. We found it in the woods. And when I tell you, literally every walk I went on post those 4 days, a tennis ball appeared. Number one, because I trust my subconscious mind to bring me what I need. I trust my subconscious mind to bring it to me in a way that I couldn't even have imagined. I cannot control how it comes to me. And I trust my subconscious mind to know that I could 100% count on it to show up. Now, for me, it showed up in an actual physical manifestation. It may have shown up in a picture. It may have shown up in a commercial. It may have shown up in a magazine. Sometimes it shows up not exactly the way that we would have wanted, but it's a great experience for us to pivot and begin to say for our next request to have it in a physical form. It's the same thing with relationships. You may begin to call in relationships into your life only to find out that they don't meet exactly what it is you want, which is great news, because now we could go back and we could refine the recipe of what we're looking for. The only mistake is not taking action in your life. You were born with gifts that were meant to be bestowed upon this world. You were born with talents that no one else has. You have within you a heart and a desire that deserves to be loved and adored and cherished. You deserve to hold a standard where you're not living a mediocre life or accepting and tolerating the crumbs of what other people would give you. You've got to set the standard of your worth, of your value, of what it is you want. Once you set the standard, once you set your worth, once you set your value, This and only then is when your life will meet you where it's at. Do you know so many women will hold bars so low of what's possible? That's why here again at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, our coaches, we hold the energy of the room. We think bigger, we think higher, we think greater. So the women who are moving through Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, our clients are able to come in and tap into our energy. The highest vibrational frequency will always lift the lower vibrational frequency. We model what's possible, because if you don't know, you don't know. If you don't know what's available or possible for you, you don't know. That's why working with a mentor is so incredibly important, because you don't know what you don't know. And when we tap into the law of the universe and we tap into energetic vibrational frequency, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Find a mentor and a coach who is living the life that you want, who teaches the principles you align with, and do whatever you can to get in that program. You could either try to figure it out over the next 10 to 15 years, or really work on it for the next 3 to 12 months. I don't know about you, but I will hands down invest 3 to 12 months of my life for the rest of my life, right? Think about it. Even if it was 1 year of my life, that will change the trajectory of my next 50 years. It's like a no-brainer. But we as women, we tend to hold this bar that if we can't figure it out, somehow that means we're broken or we're not smart enough or we're not good enough. And that's just pure bullshit. What it means is you're human. What it means is that we weren't taught the right way. And the right way is we need a tribe and a community. The right way is sometimes we can't figure things out. Like, for instance, if I had a broken bone, I'm not going to try to figure out how to set that bone. I'm going to go to the specialist to help me set that bone. I don't have any self-worth issues going to the hospital because I'm there to hire someone to help me set the bone. It's the same thing. Let's get rid of this idea that as a smart, successful, intelligent woman that we have to hold everything. And we've got to figure it out for everybody. We've got to hold everybody's emotions. We've got to hold everybody's feelings. We've got to make sure this one doesn't feel this way or that one doesn't feel sad. Or, you know, we're trying to hold all the holiday events or doing things that are really uncomfortable. This is all about you. This is the year of you. This is the year of yes to you. This is the year that you get to set your new standard. This is the year you get to live life. This is the year you get to love what you do. This is the year you get to call in your partner. This is the year that you get to get cards from all your friends and family wishing you success in your relationship. This is the year you get to give yourself peace of mind, which is the greatest treasure. Because this is the year that you're going to dig those ditches and expect the abundance that infinite source has for you. The abundance can't come to you if you block it. It's not as if you don't have abundance coming to you. You have a karmic account that is filled with abundance, waiting to come to you. It cannot come to you when you block it. Remember, what you are seeking is seeking you. God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. If you are called to live a life of love, if you are called to draw the line in the sand, if you are called to be in a partnership with someone you want to share life with, leave the embarrassment, leave the shame, leave what other people say you should or shouldn't do behind. Leave the worry, can I do it, can I not do it, behind, and begin to get in the decisive mode that there's no other option. And give the request to your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind will lead you to your right mentor, will lead you to the right next step. It will lead you to where you have to go. But here's another thing. The subconscious mind will lead you, but you must take action. I get this all the time. Women will come to me because they have prayed for direction. They come to Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. They get there and then they're afraid to take action. And I have no judgment against it. But this is a problem. We will pray for our answer. The answer will come and then we'll reject the answer. And then we don't understand why our life doesn't change. God will call collect. He's going to ask you to partner and co-create. So as you ask for your answer and as you ask for the right direction to come to you, you must be willing to take that leap of faith. Trust in your gut. Trust in yourself. You know more than you think you do. I'll see you on the other side.